From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. Wendy Noren, former Boone County clerk for over 30 years, died after a long battle with cancer. Wendy Noren began her career in 1978 and retired in June because of health complications. Taylor Burks, her successor, characterized her as a force of nature, saying many government officials would ask her for insight on election programs.
She also told me some issues or areas that she wanted to continue to see us to work on. And she and I discussed things that we could improve, that we could continue to improve, even with her moving on as county clerk.
The Wendy Noren Room at the Boone County Democratic Party's headquarters was dedicated to her in 2017. MU student body president elections have been canceled after offensive tweets were uncovered. Three candidates dropped out, and the Missouri Students Association Board of Elections commissioners disqualified their slates. MU junior Brett Stover, an editor and anchor at campus radio station KCOU, shared screenshots last week of racist, homophobic, and sexist tweets that candidates Blair Thomas, Claire Jacobs, and Kaius Gillen had posted between 2012 and 2016. After the offensive tweets were shared, the former candidates each released apology statements. A special election will be held before the end of the semester, but a date has not been set yet. Attorney General Josh Hawley will begin actively campaigning for the U.S. Senate this week, but Jason Rosenbaum reports Hawley isn't the only Republican seeking to take on U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in November.
Austin Peterson ran for president as a Libertarian in 2016. This year, he's filed as a Republican for Missouri's U.S. Senate seat. He's leery of America's military intervening in other countries' business and is a critic of prohibiting marijuana. Peterson also says he supports some of President Donald Trump's agenda, but is willing to buck the GOP chief executive when he veers off course.
I have to serve the interests of the citizens of Missouri, not necessarily the agenda of one man. I'm going to represent the citizens of my state, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, people who voted for me and people who don't.
Peterson has raised more than $300,000 for a Senate bid, but that's less than Hawley, who has taken in close to $1.8 million thus far. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri lawmakers are threatening to make painful cuts to state park department's funding for refusing to release information about a virus that killed a state employee last year. Republican Representative Justin Offerman first proposed Wednesday at a House Budget Committee hearing a 10% budget reduction for administrative staff at the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Republican Representative Scott Fitzpatrick threatened even deeper cuts, Washington, Missourian reports. Merrimack State Park employee Tamala Wilson died last summer from complications of the rare bourbon virus after being bitten by an infected tick. Lawmakers wanted to know whether others have been positive for the virus, but the department said releasing such information would violate patient privacy laws. Lauren Brown, KBIA News, Columbia.